Hello, everyone, and welcome to this JOC podcast. My name is Dana Brundage. I'm an editor with the Journal of Commerce, and I'm speaking today with my fellow editor, Joe Bonney, who is down in Delray Beach, Florida, covering the ILA negotiations. Joe, thank you for joining me today.
My pleasure.
So, as I mentioned, Joe, you've been covering the negotiations between the International Longshoremen's Association and the United States Maritime Alliance. Could you please give us an update on what's going on? What's the latest with the negotiations?
Well, the two sides just completed 3 days of negotiations, and when they recessed, they did so amid a pretty strong air of optimism about the prospects for a peaceful settlement to a new contract. This week's meetings produced an agreement in principle on two of the toughest issues, the process for dealing with the impact of automation on jobs and work jurisdiction for chassis maintenance and repair. After the negotiations recessed today, I spoke with the chief negotiators for each side, Jim Capo of USMX and Harold Daggett of the ILA. Both said that things are looking more positive than they were a couple of weeks ago. They said there's still some tough issues to negotiate, of course, but they're feeling pretty good about their progress this week. Also spoke with a number of the ILA's 200 wage scale delegates who are on hand for the meetings, and I've known and covered many of these fellows for years, and they also were pretty pleased with the way things are going.
Joe, what will happen next?
Well, two things. The negotiations have begun on the local and regional contracts that supplement the coastwide master contract. These local agreements cover pensions, work rules, and other port-specific issues, some of which are expected to be pretty difficult. And starting on these now, while the master contract talks are still underway, will give them more time to work things out. On the master contract, the ILA and USMX have joint committees on specific issues. And these committees will be meeting between now and the next time they schedule full-blown negotiations with the ILA's wage scale committee. And no date has been set for those next full-scale negotiations, but they're probably fairly soon.
Joe, a lot of shippers are keeping a very close eye on this story. They are literally on the edges of their seats waiting to see what happens. What can they take away from what is going on right now?
I would think they would have to be encouraged by the events of this week. There's still a lot to do on the negotiations, but both the ILA and USMX have agreed on two of the toughest issues, and they appear committed to working out something without disruption. And that's the universal message I've gotten from everybody here, and the overall vibe has been positive, certainly compared with a few weeks ago.
Excellent. And you will be covering this story at least for the next couple of days, and we look forward to hearing about what happens next. Thank you again for joining us today.
Thank you.